the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Well, John Rooney, he is the voice of the Cardinals. Happy Labor Day to you, Mr. Rooney.
Well, happy Labor Day, and you guys are laboring, and we're going to be traveling today. That seems kind of strange, not to have baseball on Labor Day.
First time I can remember us not having a game on Labor Day in my entire life. This is, I think, the second holiday of the year this summer that we haven't had a game.
Well, we had a game on Memorial Day, and we were supposed to play Tuesday, Wednesday that week. But because of having an opportunity for a holiday game, they moved it to Monday, Tuesday, and the Cardinals ended up with 2 days off after playing the Royals. So it's an adjustment with the new schedule, playing everybody, and this road trip coming up will feature some of that. We'd normally go home and home with Atlanta, and certainly we play the Reds within the division, but we'll go to Baltimore. And Baltimore is leading the American League East, so this is an interesting trip coming up.
Yeah, and we'll probably see Jack Flaherty on that trip. But, hey, we left on a high note. Boy, it was a dismal weekend until the very end. Quite a finish to that game yesterday.
Oh, was it ever. And great outing for Zach Thompson to go seven innings. And he gave up three runs, but he was able to shut things down after that 3-3 tie and give his team a chance to go ahead. And it's fun to watch what Jordan Walker is doing right now. Not only is he improving at the plate, but I think his play in the outfield is getting better and better. And he spends so much time out there with Willie McGee that it's starting to pay off, I believe.
Yeah, you really can see it. And that ball he took off the wall yesterday on one hop and made a strong throw to second, held the batter to a single. That was a big league defensive play.
No, it was, and Brian Reynolds had no chance at all to make second base and didn't even have a wide turn. That's how quickly Walker got to the ball, and he has a strong, accurate arm, and the upside for him is unbelievable. The same for Mason Wynn, and when you reach down to Double-A, Tank Hintz is trying to get his feet wet at the Double-A level, and he's taking some knocks, but pitchers usually do as they go from one level to the next, and I think we'll be seeing Tank here in a couple of years inside of that. And there are some players on the way. But right now, the people who are on the roster, they have a chance to impress, to make some kind of move towards spring training next year, because there'll be some jobs open and there will be some changes.
Well, that's right. And so much talk about the offseason and the Cardinals need to acquire pitching. They may not need to acquire as much pitching as some believe. If you look what Zach Thompson has been doing, even Dakota Hudson has been very impressive since being called back up. Drew Rahm, kind of on again, off again. But there's some talent there for at least potentially two slots in the rotation next year. At least that's what I'm seeing.
Well, that could be. But I do think they want some established starters to fit right into the rotation. While some of these pitchers they acquired at the trade deadline come along. And Drew Rahm was pitching a pretty good game the other night, and then he seemed to run out of gas. He hit a snag, and then things kind of got away from him. But the Cardinals still had a chance to win that, and certainly had a chance to win on Saturday, but put the game away yesterday. But watching the development of these players, yes, this is a very strong audition. Any pitcher who's on the mound, every pitch, every inning means something in the evaluation process, and that can make for some interesting moments and games down at Jupiter come March.
No doubt. It's been so long since the Cardinals haven't had playoff-dependent games in September. Right? It's been at least a decade. And as a broadcaster, is your job more difficult playing out the string like this than it is when you're in a pennant race?
Oh, I don't think so. I think there are interesting storylines to follow. And yes, I got frustrated with walks yesterday, but it's not like Andre Pallante is out there trying to walk guys. And I feel some of the frustration for him because he's trying to impress and trying to get set. But no, John, I don't think so. I think it's a matter of being able to go to the ballpark, be in a big league ballpark, be there, enjoy the baseball game for what it is that day. And you always see something you haven't seen before when you go to the park. And there are meaningful games for the Cardinals right now, though. They'll be playing up against Atlanta. That's going to be a big challenge. I think the Braves are the best team in baseball. and then they have to take on Cincinnati. They want to do well against the division opponent. Cincinnati's trying to play to get into the wild card, and then Baltimore is trying to hold off Tampa Bay and trying to get into the playoffs in a pretty good spot. So there are some meaningful games in that regard, but doesn't mean the Cardinals are playing after October 1st this year. No, that won't happen.
That Oriole ball club is really entertaining, impressive, and looks like if the front office does its job, they could be a very good team for years to come.
That they can, and it's been a long time, a long drought, going back to 1997 when Cleveland and Tony Fernandez hit a home run to beat them and eliminate them. It has been a struggle, but once they grabbed a hold of first place, they look like they don't want to let it go. So it wouldn't surprise me they go ahead and win that division. And, you know, if Tampa Bay's pitching was healthy and complete in its rotation, that might make it a little more difficult for Baltimore. But I think Baltimore's going to win that division, and we get to learn a whole lot more about them as we see them up close at the end of the upcoming trip.
That voice right there has been one of the bright spots of just a terrible season. But we love listening to you, John, and we thank you so much for joining Hancock and Kelly on this Labor Day. Get out there and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day, pal.
Well, that we will, and we take off for Atlanta here later this afternoon. But pleasure to be on with you guys, and glad you're on the air today.